File 5. Listening 1. Speaker 1.
Well, every winter I find I get quite a few colds and chest infections and sore throats. And my sister recommended that I try echinacea this winter to build up my immune system. And it's basically a flower that comes in a tincture form and you put the drops in water and drink it 3 times a day. So I tried it and I didn't have any colds at all through the winter, the first time in ages. I stopped taking it in March and immediately came down with a sore throat and cold. So I'm back on it again. So I definitely believe in alternative medicine.
Speaker 2.
A friend of mine had a really nasty stomach infection and she had it for about 6 months. And the doctors couldn't work out what was wrong. She kept going to see different consultants and nothing was working at all. So she eventually went to someone who could do alternative medicine, and they gave her a combination of bark, seeds and dried fruits in these little brown bags. And she had to take them home, boil them up and have them, the liquid that came off them, have that in the morning and in the evening. And amazingly, after about 2 months of using, drinking this liquid, she was cured and her stomach infection had gone. The doctors didn't really believe in it, but they don't understand exactly how bark, seeds and dried fruit worked. But she definitely believes in alternative medicine.
Speaker 3.
I was suffering quite badly from arthritic elbows, and a friend of mine suggested I go and see a Chinese herbalist. So I went to see this man in New Malden, I think he was. It's just outside London. And he suggested that he makes up these cold compresses and puts them onto my elbows. So he ground up all these herbs and leaves and whatever, which we actually picked from his garden, and he stuck them in these plastic bags and tied them in gel form onto my elbows. And I'd sit there for about an hour in his surgery, and then he'd take them off and say, yeah, go and do the same thing at home and come back next week. And I went back about sort of 6 or 7 times to do this, every day having these sacks of herbs on my elbows. And to be quite honest with you, it made no difference whatsoever, and I still had the painful elbows, so it didn't really help.
Speaker 4.
I was going to Kenya a couple of years ago, and they've got quite a bad malaria problem there with mosquitoes, etc., carrying the disease. So it was recommended that I take malaria tablets. I didn't want to go the conventional route and take these drugs, which are very strong and can actually cause problems mentally for you. So I decided to try homeopathic malaria tablets. I started to take them 2 weeks before I went, and I went to Kenya and I got bitten by several mosquitoes, and these homeopathic tablets, well, I had to go to the hospital and get myself checked out because, in fact, there's no evidence that homeopathic malaria tablets actually work, and it could have been very dangerous if the bites developed into malaria. So I would never take that kind of risk again.
Speaker 5.
Well, I pulled a muscle in my calf not that long ago, and as well as putting prescription creams on it, somebody said I should take something called arnica as a homeopathic remedy. And I was a bit doubtful about it because I'm not sure about the homeopathy, whether or not it really works. But in fact, it really helped the healing process. And within a few days, I was back as fit as I was before.